This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Last week we talked about Tay-Tay and the Foot, and this week we're talking about something a little bit different. This morning I do, well maybe it's related in some ways, I don't know, we'll find out. But I have in the studio here this morning for the second breakfast, I'm honoured to have a fabulous guest in here, co-director Michael Vale of a movie called Cobby, The Dark Side of Cute. What is that about? We're going to find out very soon. I want to welcome you to the show here this morning, Michael.
Thanks very much, Sonia. Great to be here.
Yeah, it's great. It's our first time at Joy.
Indeed.
Okay, hopefully it won't be the last. Now, Cobby, what is that about?
Okay, well, Cobby is a chimpanzee who is 57 years old.
Wow.
And many years ago, back in the 1960s, he had his own TV show in America. Ooh. And strangely enough, it made its way to Australia, but it was only shown, as far as we can find out anyway, it was only shown in Adelaide and Bendigo. So it was obviously part of some kind of, you know, distribution package.
Yeah.
And it flopped in the United States. So it was very few people saw it over there as well. And in 1968, Cobby, who was then probably about 6 or 7 years old, was donated to the San Francisco Zoo. Ooh. And he's lived there ever since.
Wow.
How the idea for the film came about is that Donna, the co-director, was, as a child in Adelaide, used to watch this little four-minute show, and it had a very catchy theme song. And she regarded it as a bit of kind of throwaway pop trivia, if you like, and then was amazed to find out that he was still alive, immediately raising the question, how long do chimps live? So we found out, you know, our beginning point was almost total ignorance about chimpanzees. Mm. And as we've gone along, we've been working on this project for about a year and a half. So we've just found out more and more and more, most of it fairly disturbing. So the idea of the film trajectory is that it will follow our awareness raising and hopefully do the same for an audience.
Mm.
So one of the first things we found out is that that all the cute chimps in advertising and what have you are virtually babies. So when they're about sort of 5-6 years old, they get bigger and stronger. They're 8 times stronger than a human being.
Yes,
apparently.
I've heard that. Yeah. I believe the aggressive, or when they're aggressive, the punch or the throw of arm of a chimp can actually be.
Yeah,
wow.
They could literally rip your arm
off.
And of course, there's that dreadful case in America of a chimp biting a woman's face off.
Yes.
And that's sort of part of the whole exotic pets industry in America, which is one of the disturbing things we've found out. I think the thing that shocked me most, Sonia, that I discovered fairly early in the journey was that the chimpanzee's smile isn't really a smile at all. It's more a sign of anxiety or fear, which, you know, immediately, you know, I start doing little replays in my mind of all those greeting cards and, you know,
PG tips and all
whole
those
thing. And then you imagine
things.
A little chimp sort of cowering, you
that's
know.
That's dreadful.
Yeah, so that came as quite a shock. Having said all that, though, the happy story, if you like, is that Cobby has had a very, very good life, but we're using him as a lens, if you like, to explore the whole world of chimpanzees, most of which, it seems, are far less fortunate, and most of which seem to have been born into captivity, which is also a very strange situation, because their natural habitat is rapidly disappearing, and they're being hunted virtually to extinction. The babies are, this is, you know, in Africa, the babies are stolen from a large family group, and they're of great value as, you know, entertainment candy kind of thing. And then the rest of the group are killed and chopped up for bushmeat. So it's a ghastly situation.
Yeah, horrible industry, for sure.
Yeah. In America, obviously there's the exotic pets trade, but there's also lots of biomedical research still going on, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so, and they use and exploit the animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it is certainly something. It's a very sobering topic, actually, and you don't really hear about the flip side of the entertainment industry and those so-called happy and cute postcards and greeting cards and things. Yeah, look, let's look at this a little bit more. We've got some more time coming up, and we'll chat to you about how the film is progressing very soon here on Joy 94.9.
Great.
Thank you, Michael. This is your second breakfast on Joy. The look on your face. Yes, it's your second breakfast here, State of War. Paul Mack and Kirapuru, a wonderful goodwill there. And yes, of course, we've been speaking to the fabulous Michael Vale, Melburnian, that is making something a little bit different when it comes to films and documentaries. It's called Cobby, The Dark Side of Cute. It's about Cobby, a 56-year-old, or is he 57, Michael?
Just turned 57.
He's just had his birthday recently. He's a chimp. He lives in the San Francisco Zoo. But his background in the early days when he was cute and adorable, when he was passable as cute and adorable, I guess, in human eyes, he was a bit of a star and, you know, performed for humans as such for TV programs, and including he had his own, didn't he?
Yeah, Cobby's Hobbies, it was called.
Cobby's Hobbies, there you go. I'm sure it's somewhere out in the internet, so you can find it.
There's a little bit on YouTube, I think. So we've managed to get some of it from the Smithsonian Institute, strangely enough.
Yeah. Okay.
But there are little snippets on YouTube.
Mm. So when they become uncute, according to humans, they become quite, well, they become mature adults, and they're not cute anymore. They go to, lucky he ended up at the zoo, I guess.
Yeah, they become dangerous. So, you know, it's impossible to keep them. And the people that have exotic pets end up quite frequently returning them to the breeder, who then, you know, rebreeds them and sells more babies. So so there's this massive population that's just kind of, you know.
It doesn't get talked about. We talk about pound puppies and puppy factories, but not chimp factories. Is it a big problem in the US?
It is a decreasing problem, but it's still significant.
It's still there.
One of the people we've interviewed, Dr. Steve Ross from the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago, keeps sort of monitors all the chimpanzees in captivity in America. There's about 1,500.
Goodness.
But there's a larger number who are unaccredited in roadside zoos, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it is a decreasing problem, but not decreasing quickly enough would be the best way to describe it.
Well, I guess, what is the average age of a male adult, for example, chimp?
Cobby is unusually old.
Is he?
And there's a female in Florida who's 71 or two.
Wow, okay.
But generally they live to be, you know, late 30s, early 40s, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're very social animals, so a lot of them are isolated in small cages, so they're not mentally healthy, even if they're physically healthy.
Not enough stimulation.
No, they just, you know, it'd be dreadful. I mean, imagine spending 40 years in a cage. So,
But let's remember, too, chimps are actually primates. They're actually part of the human family.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, let's face it, or the ape family. We're part of the ape family, and they share 98% of the DNA that we have.
Indeed. They share a lot of our characteristics.
Exactly.
But we've encountered, most of our filming's been done in America. There aren't that many chimps in Australia, funnily enough. We've spent a bit of time at the Monarto Zoo in South Australia. They have a chimp family there. And there are some at Taronga Zoo.
But they're not breeding them to be pets.
Not to be pets, no. Oh, they have just successfully bred an infant, though, called Zuri, who's phenomenally gorgeous. But it's very much a survival program. And there are sanctuaries in America doing something similar, and also rescuing chimps. We went to a very interesting sanctuary outside Los Angeles called the Wildlife Way Station.
Mm-hmm.
And there we met the chimp formerly known as Lancelot Link, who's now known as Charlie Chuckles. And but there are a lot of rescued pets there, et cetera, et cetera. But they're all mature and quite aggressive. Yeah.
Wow, it's a real eye-opener, and looking forward to the film when it is finished. When do you envision that?
Our aim is to finish it by the end of this year. As I mentioned a minute ago, we've done most of the filming, most of which, we conducted interviews in the United States, including with the guys that made the original TV show in Kansas City, was interesting. We're going back next month. We've got lined up some more interviews, and we'll go back to the zoo and revisit Cobby and his two elderly female companions, Minnie and Maggie. And at the moment we're trying to raise money to hire an editor to get our first cut. So we have a possible campaign going at
the moment.
What's
the address for that?
If anyone's interested, we'd be incredibly grateful if you could click on to Pozible, that's POZIBLE.com/Cobby.
Right.
So possible.com/Cobby. Cobby's C-O-B-B-Y.
Yeah, I've got a Cobby badge. It's just amazing. He's awesome. And this will certainly highlight those issues and problems that are with what you do with aging chimps that aren't so loved anymore and what happens to them when they get dumped, basically, and how we can care for those. And they are less fortunate than perhaps some that may still be living in the wilds out there, although there's not a lot of habitat left. But yeah, look, Michael, extraordinary and really interesting detour for both you and Donna.
Indeed.
From what you usually do. So I wish you all the best for the film, and we'll put all the links on the Facebook page again, and pictures of as many gorgeous pictures of Cobby as we can. He's a wise, definitely a wise looking person.
That's right. Jim, and legally, he may soon be a person.
I've heard about it.
Professor Stephen Wise is in Melbourne at the moment.
Okay.
And he's going up before a judicial board in July.
Mm-hmm.
He's been working for 28 years to have animals recognised as persons
by the courts. Wow, that's going to change a lot of things when that happens.
Yeah, so that would be an enormous breakthrough.
Wow. Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. Certainly we need to do something to protect our fellow cousins. Thank you very much there, Michael, for coming in.
It's a pleasure, Sonia. Thank you for having me.
On Second Breakfast, that's great. May the 7th be with us all here on Joy.
My lip a little harder. The crazier she gets, the more I want her. She's too hot for working in a Starbucks. My trip was shot right when I wake up. But she's got the whole block lined up. No escaping. She's got my mind dirty. Chocolate cake so sweet. I want the whole.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.